In a few cases, Republican incumbents ran unopposed. In Lincoln County, Scott Hutzel and Mark Stedman are each guaranteed another term. Same with Art Swanick in Whitman County. Several Republican incumbents will have to run campaigns this fall, but will be heavily favored to win based on Tuesday's results. That list includes Wes McCart in Stevens County and Josh Kearns and Mary Cuny in Spokane County. Some incumbents had a rough night based on the first count of ballots. Ferry County Commissioner Howard Hambleton is losing by a 2-1 margin to fellow Republican Michael Heath. Adams County Commissioner John Marshall is in a similar situation, finishing a distant second to Republican Dan Blankenship. But it appears that at least they'll be allowed to continue their campaigns. In Stevens County, Commissioner Steve Parker is running third in a five-way race, though he's only a few dozen votes out of second. Two incumbents are locked in tight races, but behind after the first count. Andy Hover in Okanagan County, who's trailing Democrat Katie Haven, and Dean Kinzer in Whitman County, who's behind Tom Handy, who claims membership in no party. Several races are competitions for open seats, including two in Ponderay County. Republican Brian Smiley holds an almost 2-1 advantage over independent Paul Mayer, and Republican John Gentle is up about 4 points on Democrat Phyllis Cardos in a race between two people who are on opposite sides of the proposed Newport smelter issue. In Ferry County, Republicans Derek Giannakakis and Rick Diamond are vying for spots in the general election, with Democrat Sean Davis close behind. And in Adams County, Republican Jay Weiss holds a commanding lead over fellow Republican Ken Johnson. There are more ballots to be counted over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.